In the last year, we began discussing this inyan of ani, that the root of all of our issues in dealing with the inyan of simcha comes from this place of ani. That a person who takes an honest look at himself, at his life, and he asks himself, who am I? What am I doing here? What's the purpose? Will I ever be remembered? Is anything which I do meaningful? It's a very scary question. And Baruch Hashem, as Yidden, we have a way out of that misery. And that's what we discussed going back a couple of shurim ago. This gift which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, called the Torah, that when He gave us a Torah, He gave us a neshama. And He put the whole world in our hands and inside of ourselves. And that's the bracha we make every morning. Shalei Asani Goy. That we're the Am HaNivchar. And when we look at this world, we have the spiritual eyes to be able to see that everything is dimyonis. And we have to turn around and open up the door and enter into that world, which is the spiritual world, which is the world of the neshama. And this is alluded to by the Friday night davening. That on Friday night, we spend the whole week that the neshama is in galus. And when Friday night comes, and Shabbos, which represents that world of the Olam HaEmes, Me'ein Olam Haba, Yom Shabbos Menucha, what we do is that as we stand in shul, we turn around and we face the other way. And we say, Toich Emuna Am Segula Boichala Boichala. What this represents spiritually is that we're turning our back on the world, on the way that we saw the world during the week. And there's a back door, literally, which we open up, and that's the door, the Shaar of Emuna. It's the Shaar of Emuna because we can't actually see with our physical eyes this world which we're entering into, what it means to be a Jew. But we say, Toich Emune. We're entering into this world with Emuna, and we understand that we're the Am Segula. Like it says by Shavuos, by Matan Torah, V'atem tihiyu li mamlaches koyanim v'goy kodesh. En Am Segula mikol ha'amim. And when we enter into that world of Emuna, it's a very beautiful one. It's a world where we understand who we are, what our purpose is in this world, our connection to Elokus. And it's this door of Emuna which allows us to enter to those Shari Simcha. And that's the Shalei Asani Goy which we spoke about. And right off the bat, we understand that if we've been chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He's given us a neshama, there's something so empowering about that. Bishvili Nivra Ha'ila. The Torah begins with this. Chazal say, Bereishis Borei Elokim. And we're going to go through, from the beginning of Parashas Bereishis, an entire Seder of Ma'aseh Bereishis. But from the very beginning, from the very first word, Chazal Darshan Bereishis Bishvil Yisrael Shenikru Reishis. That everything we're going to describe in Ma'aseh Bereishis is for the Jew. It's for every single one of us. And Bishvili Borei Elokim doesn't mean a gaiva trip, doesn't mean that I'm better. Adarabah, Rabbi Nachman says, it means that I have a responsibility. But there's something so thrilling about that, so empowering, so simchadik, b'shvili nivra olam, that a Jew can wake up every morning and he can carry this every moment of the day and to say b'shvili nivra olam. So we're entering into this world now of Toich Emuna Am Segula. Into this world of Emuna, we're opening up our eyes to a new dimension. To a world of Simcha. And as we mentioned in the last year, we're going to be discussing, and we're still discussing, the Mishnah, Eizehu Ashir Asameach Bechelkai. And we explained that there's a certain satisfaction that every human being can have from the fact that he's Yagia Kapecha Kisoicha. that he works hard and he makes a living and he works hard and he finds a wife and he has children and he supports them. I wouldn't say that it's a very deep simcha, but there's a certain satisfaction of which it says ashrecha, that a person can feel an ashrei. In this world, Chazal say, Ashrecha b'olam hazeh. And for a Jew, there's a v'toyv lach l'olam haba, that if we work and we toil in Torah mitzvahs, there's something very satisfying awaiting us in the next world, v'toyv lach l'olam haba. And that's just the very beginnings of what it means to be a Jew and to have emuna in the next world, that he toils in this world, hayoyim la'asayisam, and in the next world, umachar l'kabel schan. That idea itself is a simcha which belongs to a Jew, shalei asani guy, and does not belong to a guy. An eternal simcha. But let's take that one step further in Mirtz Hashem today. And let's begin with the Yesod of the Maharal. The Maharal writes in many places that the Midah of Simcha is directly connected to the concept of Shleimus, of wholesomeness, of completeness. For example, he writes in Netzach Yisrael, HaSimcha, Hi Shleimus HaNefesh. Simcha comes from completion of the soul. And in Nesivas Olam he writes, HaSimcha Hi Ka'asher Nimtza Kfar B'Shleimus. Simcha is a byproduct of completion. Just like Avelus is al hahefsed v'hachisarim, when there's a loss. And he writes in the sixth parak of Derech Chaim in his Perush on Pirkei Avos, Hasimcha mida gedoyla. Simcha is a very great mida. It's one of the Kinyanei Torah. Ki kasher ha'adam hu besimcha hu b'shleimus. Simcha is a simen of a person's shleimus. And he explains elsewhere in the Sivas Olam, kasher yesh lei simcha. When a person has simcha bishvil oishra because he's physically wealthy, it's meaningless. Why is it that we run after wealth, we run after riches, and then as soon as we have it, there's that satisfaction that we worked hard, like we spoke about before, you deserve that, but afterwards, the oishra is nothing. What does it mean for a person? It doesn't feel an ongoing satisfaction from the fact that he has so much. Adarabba, like we explained last time. If a person is wearing a shoe and the size is too big, it hurts. There's a pain, there's a frustration which comes that if a person works so hard to amass so much and then he feels let down, that all of his toiling went to waste because the Oishah didn't provide that happiness that he was looking for. The fame didn't provide the happiness one was looking for. There's a very big disappointment which sets in. I remember as a kid, I was very into collecting baseball cards. I think that's bottled. I mean, maybe it's making a rebound. It seems that way from when I walk into the children's stores to buy toys for the kids. But I remember like the oisha, like the feeling of satisfaction of buying that baseball card. And then what do you do with it? You put it away in a box. And now I'm stuck with, 30, 50 cards, which I probably can't sell anymore. I bought it at top dollar. And that's the way of life. Life is like a baseball card. We work so much to have and to have and to have, and then when it's sitting away somewhere, mar b'nechas and mar b'daigas. I want to go back for a moment to the letter, the Kisvei Yad of Aaron HaGadol from Karlin, who was really our Pesach into the whole sugya of Simcha, going back to the very first year. And he was the one who introduced to us the Inyan of Shleya Sanigoy, and we quoted Rabbi Nachman. He writes, and he continues in this Kisvei Yad, Ha'atzvas hisha ol tachtis. So sadness, depression was a Gehenim. Rachmana Litzlan. Mahu etzem inyan shel atzvas. What are the roots of atzvas, of sadness, where does it come from? He says, Atzvas mashma'usa magiali chaserli. Atzvas comes from a feeling of magili, I deserve it. Or chaserli, I'm lacking something. whether it's Begashmias or Beruchnias, he writes, Hareza Hakol Ani, everything is about Ani. Everything is about Ani. Ani is a very sad place to be. When we upgrade Ani, and we walk through the doors of Emunah, and we realize who we really are, which is a piece of Hashem, that's amazing. That's Simcha. And that's what we spoke about before, Shalei Sanigai. To enter into the doors of Emunah, and to recognize who we truly are. But that Chitzonius B'dimyoines Ani, when we look at the Gaisha world, and look at the physical world, and we think, I'm like that. I look in the mirror, and I think, that's me. How sad, how depressing that is. That place of Li, that place of Ani, whether it's Magia Li or Chaser Li, if I feel there's Chesroinus, I'm lacking. Like the Maral taught, that Simcha comes from a place of Shlemus, of completion. The Haraya, the greatest Simcha which man knows is the Simcha of a Chasana, yeah? Why is the chasana so besimcha? And we as Yidden know that the simcha v'chasana means much more than a gayish simcha. The simcha of a chasana is a simcha of completion. It's a simcha of shleimus. That an adam without an isha, as Chazal say, very strong in Yevamos Tach Samech Beis, he's lacking shalom, he's lacking shleimus, he's incomplete, and so is she. By a bris milah, which is a simcha. Why should that be a simcha? We're maiming the child. See, I'll tell me it's a mitzvah. We do many mitzvahs. So if I put up a makkah on my fence, I should throw a party? No. The bris milah is the shleimus of the Adam, that he's created incomplete. But through the bris milah, he becomes complete. Simcha is shleimus. A feeling of chaserli, that I'm lacking, is the inyan of atzvas, of sadness, of depression. But the etzah is not to just to amass and to amass more and to take more. And let's go into this inyan a little bit. There's magiyali and there's chaserli. Chaserli, we understand that if a person is struggling to put food on the table, parnasa is rough. So chaserli, it hurts, I'm lacking, and I think I should have more. Or magili, if a person has a lot, and he thinks that he's entitled, he thinks he's higher up, he deserves it, or he deserves more. That frustration is also a form of simcha, of atzvas. So we have to deal with this issue on two fronts. There's the magili and there's the chaserli. To do that, and you'll forgive me that this show will be a little bit more than 15 minutes. Michael. The root of in the Torah to the makor of Simcha, is that what it says at the end of the Torah? Tachas asher le'avadata asher melokecha besimcha uvetuv leivav meirov koil. That the Torah, in all of its fury, Hashem Yisbarach reveals the secret that it's because we didn't serve Him, and the Mefarshim Chazal want to know, what is the words Meiroiv Kol? Is it Roiv or is it Kol? They seem to be opposites of each other. Roiv means a lot, and Kol means everything. So how could it be Meiroiv Kol? More than everything. But we know that there's a Midah of Roiv and there's a Midah of Kol. Esav was the one who says, Yesh li rav, I have a lot. But Yaakov is the one who says, Yesh li kol, I have everything which I need. Be'er Mayim Chaim, he points out in Parshas Lech Lecha that we find the same difference between Avraham and Loit. That by Loit it says, V'haya rechusham rav, that they had a lot of rechush, a lot of possessions. And he couldn't be b'shalom with Avraham Avinu and he had to leave. But by Avraham Avinu, says the Be'er Mayim Chaim, state, V'Hashem Be'erech es Avram Bakol, that Avraham had the Midah of Bakol. And we know the Avos had this Midah, Bakol Mikol Kol. And it means living with a satisfaction of Ezehu Asher Hasameach Bechalkai. That I may look at my lot as only being a chelek. It's only a piece. It may be missing. There's something which is incomplete. But no. Hasameach, says the Maral, is the minion of Shlemas. Hasameach Bechalkai means that although it may seem like a chelek, when I consider what it is that I'm striving for, what I really should have, but Hasameach Bechalkai means that I'm mashlim every single chelek. And we find this midah by Yaakov Avinu that he said, like we said before, v'chiyashli kol. That the v'chiyashli kol is the antidote to the chaserli. I feel like I'm lacking. Chaserli, yeshli kol. No, I have everything. Everything which I need, I have. But the magiyali, let's take a look at that for a moment. When a person has, and maybe he has a lot, and he feels that just because now he has a lot of oisher, or he has a lot of talents. So magiyali, I deserve kavod. I deserve more than what I have, now that I have so much. But the antidote to magiyali is the words before Yaakov says, ki yeshli kol. He says, ki chanani aleikim v'chi yeshli kol. Chanani Elokim is the recognition that everything which I do have is not because I earned it, not because I deserve it. It's a gift from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Magia li chaser li, ki chanani Elokim v'chi yesh li kol. And we find in Parshas Kisavoy that when a Jew brings the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, that he has to make a declaration. And he says, v'samachta b'chalatoiv. The Torah says, v'samachta b'chalatoiv. Rejoice besimcha bechol hatoiv. In this inyan of kol, asher nasan lecha Hashem lakecha, also recognizing that everything is a gift from Hashem. These two things go together. That what I have is a gift, and even if I feel that I'm lacking, everything is kol, everything is b'shleimus. Like David HaMelech says, Ani el Hashem batachli, my Ani, this place of Ani, which could be so disappointing and so depressing, el Hashem batachli. Everything we're describing is the midah of bitachon in Hashem. That if I feel that I'm lacking and I deserve more, no. Everything which I have is everything which I need. And when I need more, I'll have more. That's called bitachon. Agila ve'esmecha bechastecha. Look at the lashonus of simcha. Agila ve'esmecha bechastecha. And I know that everything which I do have is a chesed from you. And this midah of simcha, of shleimus, goes hand in hand with bitachon, like we find so many times at Tehillim. And we say it in davening. Kiva yismach libeinu. When is there simcha salev? Ki b'shem kachal b'tachnu, because we have b'tachan in you, and in your holy name. Ashri ha-gever, asher sam Hashem miftachai. That there's an ashrei, which is a Jewish ashrei, which cannot be replicated. Asher sam Hashem miftachai. Ashri adam b'teach bach. That simcha and b'tachan go hand in hand. And this is what we said, going to last shir, that there's a bracha which we make right when we wake up in the morning, Shalei Asani Goy, which is that Pesach into this world of Yiddishkeit, which is the chelek of Hashem, the chelek of Lekam Yimal, which is truly mashlim me. That without that, I'm so chasar, it's the biggest chasaran in the world. But then there's the world of She'asali Kol Tzarki. This is the next round of simcha, which comes from knowing that everything which I have, sha'asali kol, that all of my tzachim are taken care of. That what it means to be Hashem's team means that there's a special hashgacha, that we have a relationship and I can trust in Him, that He takes care of my needs and everything which I have is a gift. So where is there a makom for magiyali, for chaserli? And we're coming off of Shavuos, and this is really what Shavuos is all about. Like we mentioned before, that we're the Am Segula Mikol HaAmim, And by being Hashem's special nation means that He provides for us, that we're in His gentle hands and His loving, caring hands, that we're a piece of Him and He provides for us. And that's something which can never be taken away from us, and wherever we go, we carry that simcha with us. There's a nice Ramez, Shavuos is actually Gematria, Asali Kol Tzarchi. Asali Kol Tzarchi. And every single day, we can make those brachas and nobody could say, you can't say it. And every day is an opportunity to reflect on these yesoidas, to be machazik ourselves of emunah and bitachon. And with that, we can grow more and more and more in the levels of simcha. The simcha of what it means to be a Jew is the makar, it's the sherish, and it never ends. And as long as the Ribbono Shel Olam never ends, the simcha will never end as well. So Mitzvah Hashem, next week we'll take it to another step. Siyata d'shmaya. Until then, everybody should be well. We should be zeicha. The simcha shel Olam al reisham every single day. And coming in Mashiach tzidkenu v'meir v'meinu amen.